It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, it is 1900 UTC on Friday.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Nope, I'm sorry, lady. It is Friday. So, it is February 25th, 2022. And it is 1900 UTC. Thank you so much for being here and tuning in. I normally do this show live several days of the week. But until the time change, Wednesdays and Fridays, they're pre-recorded. So, I'm recording this at 1800 UTC. So the news is still fresh. It's still warm if you pulled it out of the oven. All right, so let's get going. There's a lot of news to talk about. I'll do it now. One of the things that I like to do is always be sure and tell everyone who's listening how to get into Calm, because that's where all the chat and all the live interaction, and it really pumps up the excitement for Anon Radio. All you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. If you don't have an account yet, just SSH is new, N-E-W, at sdf.org. And when you do that, it'll run a create account script, and you can just sign up for an account. And once you've signed up, you can SSH over and then launch COM, which is a chat program. It's just C-O-N, all lowercase. You press enter, and you press G for go to, and then you type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word. And once you do that, you'll be in the Anon Radio room. You can press H or the question mark key for help, and that'll give you a menu of all the things going on. And then you're good to go. If you have trouble or can't figure something out, you can always ask on the help desk in Bboard, or just go to IRC or something and ask around. There's a lot of people there, too. All right. Now that's out of the way. That's all the housekeeping. I say all the housekeeping. We've got some more. We'll wait till the middle of the show to get to it. All right, so let's start the way we pretty much always start, and that, my friends, is
world news.
That's right, the world news. First up, a little bit of sport for you. FIFA suspends Zimbabwe and Kenya federations. FIFA has slapped Zimbabwean and Kenyan football federations with suspensions due to government interference. Kenya's suspension comes after the country's Minister of Sports suspended the Football Kenya Federation in November 2021. They then appointed a caretaker committee to take charge of soccer activities in the country, a move deemed as government interference by the World Football Governing Body. Meanwhile, in Zimbabwe, the country's federation was suspended by the Sports and Recreation Commission, also in November 2021. The commission will have to reinstate the suspended Felton Kamambo-led ZIFA board if it wants the suspension to be lifted. So, less Africa in FIFA, it sounds like. We'll see how that works out for them. Pretty rough. Meanwhile, in Madagascar, storm victims are still desperate for relief aid. We talked about the tragedy, you know, people starving there in Madagascar. They've been hit by tropical cyclone Imnati, and it's the fourth tropical storm in the last 4 weeks to hit Madagascar. Brian Lander, Deputy Director, Emergencies Operations for the UN World Food Program, says we need to think about how they are going to adapt to this new reality for them. The storm, which passed just north of the Indian Ocean islands of Mauritius and Reunion, had weakened slightly by the time it reached the eastern coast, but it was still packing winds around 100 kilometers per hour and gusts of 140 kilometers an hour. That's 100 kilometers an hour is 62 miles per hour. So the cyclone is forecast to exit Madagascar Wednesday night, but National Weather forecaster Mateo Madagascar warned of strong gusts, heavy rain, and widespread flooding around the southern and southeastern districts. So it's going to be a long time to recover there. The UN says it's the worst in 40 years and blames climate change for the crisis. Madagascar is prone to numerous storms and cyclones between November and April every year. So just really rough time there. What else is going on? Well, we're still in Africa. I feel like I should make an African news segment because I like to report on stuff coming out of Africa. You don't see it as often on the news, or at least on local news. I don't see hardly anything about Africa. Kenyan schoolgirl jailed over Moi Girl School fire deaths. A Kenyan schoolgirl has been sentenced to 5 years in jail over a school dormitory fire that killed 10 fellow students in the capital. The 18-year-old girl committed the offense in 2017 when she was 14 in her first year at the prestigious Moi Girls School. Parents of those who died in the fire said the sentence was lenient, but were glad justice had been served. The incident shocked the country and raised concerns about the safety of students in boarding schools. The student was found guilty of manslaughter in December 2021 after the court acquitted her of murder. The judge argued that she did not intend to kill her schoolmates, but had started the fire in order to get transferred to another school. The girl's attempt to rescue some of her friends from the fire was found to have been a mitigating measure. The student was seen in court for the first time on Thursday when the judge delivered the sentence virtually. However, she has only been identified as TWG. So, just kind of a sad, but a closing to a sad story. Let's talk about Kyiv a little bit. It's all over the news, and it is a huge crisis and weighing heavy on everyone's mind, I'm sure. It's a very scary time for anyone in Europe and the rest of the world, really. So here's what's going on. Here's the latest summary from the BBC. Russian troops are in northern districts of the capital of Kyiv, and video is showing armored vehicles are advancing. The UK says the bulk of Russian troops advancing on the city remain more than 50 kilometers away. Vladimir Putin tells Ukrainian troops to overthrow their own country's leadership. And the Ukrainian government calls on citizens to make Molotov cocktails and defend the city. Ukraine's interior ministry also says 18,000 guns have been given to volunteers. Ukraine's President Zelensky released a defiant video saying he's not leaving. And Russian forces say they've taken control of Hostomel airfield near Kyiv. Russia is stripped of Champions League final and kicked out of the 2022 Eurovision Song Contest and stopped from hosting F1 Grand Prix. So that's kind of the high-level stuff. The UK is going to introduce sanctions against Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Boris Johnson has said. And thousands of troops deployed to Eastern Europe and Stoltenberg. Jens Stoltenberg is addressing how many NATO troops have been deployed to Eastern Europe. We're deploying the NATO Response Force for the first time in a collective defense context. We speak about thousands of troops. We speak about air and maritime capabilities. Several allies have already assigned troops and forces to the NATO Response Force, he adds. We have the High Readiness Force, the NATO Response Force, and that is why we are deploying it, to prevent any misunderstandings that we are not prepared to protect all allies, Stoltenberg says. He adds that Europe is focusing on strengthening its cyber defense. So, NATO, all the NATO countries that surround Ukraine are going to puff up and get ready to rebuff any attacks, it sounds. So that's kind of your update as far as what's going on there. Lots of sad news coming out of Ukraine. So why isn't Biden sending troops? President Joe Biden has spent enormous diplomatic capital on countering Russian aggression toward Ukraine. His administration relentlessly broadcast doomsday warnings about an impending invasion, which proved to be correct, and declared that no less than the international order was at stake. But Mr. Biden has also made clear that Americans are not willing to fight, even though the Russians clearly are. Furthermore, he has ruled out sending forces into Ukraine to rescue U.S. citizens should it come to that, and he's actually pulled out troops who were serving in the country as military advisors and monitors. Why has he drawn this red line and most consequential foreign policy crisis of his presidency? First of all, and this is coming to us from the BBC, Ukraine isn't in America's neighborhood. It's not located on the U.S. border, doesn't have a U.S. military base, doesn't have strategic oil reserves, and it's not a major trade partner. The lack of national interest hasn't stopped former presidents from expending blood and treasure on behalf of others in the past. In 1985, Bill Clinton intervened militarily in the war that followed the collapse of Yugoslavia, and in 2011, Barack Obama did the same in the Libyan Civil War, both largely on humanitarian and human rights grounds. In 1990, George H.W. Bush justified his international coalition to expel Iraq from Kuwait as defending the rule of law against the rule of the jungle. Biden's top national security officials view similar language when describing Russia's threat to international principles of peace and security, but they've been preaching a response of economic warfare through crippling sanctions as a response, not military operations. This is something to do with President Biden's non-interventionist instincts. Granted, they were developed over time. He supports U.S. military action in the 90s to deal with ethnic conflicts. He opposed Obama's intervention in Libya, as well as his surge of troops in Afghanistan. He resolutely defends his order to withdraw U.S. forces from Afghanistan last year, despite the chaos. And his top diplomat, Anthony Blinken, a Biden whisperer who's crafted the president's foreign policy over some 20 years of working at his side, has defined national security to be more about combating climate change, fighting global diseases, and competing with China than about military interventionism. So that's kind of, there's a lot more to this, but that's just kind of a bit of a backstory that I needed to be like, oh, okay, Biden's been against wars and sending Americans out to fight for a long time.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
I know, right? Let's get on to some other news, and we'll lighten things up a little bit. And I guess I should say before we do that, one other piece of football news. UEFA, the Paris will host this season's Champions League final after St. Petersburg was stripped of the match due to Russia's military invasion of Ukraine. The showpiece occasion of the European club season will be played at the Stade de France on May 28th, European football's governing body said on Friday after holding an emergency meeting in response to the crisis. UEFA wishes to express its thanks and appreciation to French Republic President Emmanuel Macron for his personal support and commitment to have European club football's most prestigious game moved to France at a time of unparalleled crisis. Such shame that such a decision was made, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said. St. Petersburg could have provided the best possible conditions for holding this football event. Final was supposed to be played at the Gazprom Arena, which already hosted several matches at last year's European Championship and the 2018 World Cup. Gazprom, of course, being the gas company that's also doing the Nord Stream, or is a big part of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. All right, so that's enough Ukraine stuff. That gets heavy. Let's talk about drugs, more specifically cocaine. Seven suspects appeared in court in Bissau on Thursday in a 980-kilogram drug seizure case, almost all of which has disappeared since the major bust in November, according to the director of the Judicial Police. Last November, 980 kilograms were seized by police, but 975 kilograms have simply disappeared into thin air. It is presumed that it was the elements of the security and defense forces who seized this quantity of cocaine. Domingos Monteiro, the director of the Judicial Police, told the press on Thursday. A police officer was arrested and implicated in the case. At the same time, a judicial source said a total of 9 suspects were due to appear on Thursday in the seizure case, but only 7 of them were present for a trial. The fate of the other 2 had not been made clear. Instability and poverty have encouraged drug traffickers, who are protected by senior military officers. In September 2019, a record seizure of around 2 tons of cocaine took place in the north of the country. 12 suspects, 3 Colombians, 1 Mexican, 1 Malian, and 7 Bissau Guineans were arrested. So, so that's what's going on. There was a big seizure, now it's all missing. Where could it have gone? Alright, here's one. This is pretty sad, and then we'll play a song. The World Food Program has launched investigations into fresh allegations of sex for food against local officials in Mozambique. World Food Program's head in Cabo Delgado province, Mauricio Borti, held a meeting with local officials on Thursday about the situation. Recipients of food aid in northern Mozambique have told the UN that some community leaders involved in distributing the relief have been demanding sexual favors. Cabo Delgado has been at the center of a jihadist insurgency since 2017 that has displaced thousands of people. These concerns we have received refer to abuse of power by community leaders or exchange of food for sex, he said. The World Food Program had zero tolerance for such abuses. Our aim is to always bring assistance without harming people we serve, and that's why you're here, to address these issues together and with all involved partners. So, about 50,000 people were affected, driving the World Food Program and other humanitarian agencies to render support. All right, let's play a song. It's well past time to do that. This is, because it's Friday, that means that we're going to have, there's a synth battle royale happening tonight. Because of that, here's an electronic song. This is Every Day, Every Night from Anamanaguchi, and it's featuring Planet 19. So there's a person singing or a vocoder singing. I don't know.
Every day, every night, I think of you. If you could feel just like the way I do. Every day, every night, I think of you. Maybe you feel just like the way I do. Every day, every night.
You're listening to Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio powered by SDF. And SDF powered by you. Thank you for being here and thanks for contributing and being part of the community. That was Anna Monoguchi featuring Planet 99. Planet 99 is a French synth pop and shoegaze band based out of London. They have been active since 2018, so they're not an old band, they just got that old sound. Associated acts include A.G. Cook, Ben Othie, Charlie XCX, Hannah Diamond, Nasty Cherry, and of course Anna Monoguchi. So there you go. Alright, I did want to take a minute and just mention that in just about 10 minutes, we're at the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. Happens every single day at 1930 UTC, which is a ton of fun. Definitely worth sticking around. It happens every single day, so if you miss a show, don't worry. Tune in, and you'll get caught up pretty quick. So definitely check that out. And today being Friday means that it is... I was going to go... I'm pulling up my mail. There it is. I was going to find W. Where to search for? Battle. Here we go. Synth Battle Royale. It's currently scheduled for Saturday at 0300 UTC and at least the first hour of open mic just after Vintage Comp. Participants connect to open mic with their synthesizers and organically cobble together a piece of sound on the fly within 10 to 15 minutes. Listeners can join in on comm and judge and comment. Live composition can be a little slow, but after 10 to 15 minutes, the synthesis should yield to other participants. If they are there, indefinitely check to see at that point if there's anyone else who'd like to try. The rules are fairly simple. Use any kind of synth. This is from the email. There was some discussion on Bboard on whether or not computer synthesizers were synthesizers. What they're talking about is analog, digital, modular, sampler, etc. But like a physical synthesizer that you have in your hot little hands. Must be unique, on-the-fly, organically derived piece. Found sounds and or samples are okay as long as you're not using preset loops or sequences. You'll need to develop your loops or sequences live. 10 to 15 minutes max. Alright, so I hope you guys will tune in at 0300, which is around 9 o'clock Texas time. Alright, well, we got to keep moving. There's a lot of news left. So let me just run through some of the headlines here for you. Well, you know what? I guess we're doing good. We're going to be all right. PFAS, pollution led to contamination of U.S. drinking water wells, study finds. Pollution caught by toxic PFAS forever chemicals in America's aquifer system has led to widespread contamination of private and public drinking water wells, data from a new study by the U.S. Geological Survey finds. The study, published in Environmental Science and Technology, detected PFAS chemicals in 20% of private wells and 60% of public wells sampled in 16 eastern states and offered new insights on how to predict which drinking water sources may be contaminated. Previous analysis have detailed the chemical's ubiquity in municipal water systems, but less is known about the scope of the problem in the nation's private wells, from which about 43 million people get their water. This should set off alarm bells for anyone relying on private well water, said Scott Faber, Vice President of Government Affairs with the Environmental Working Group, which tracks these issues. One out of five people getting their water from wells could be drinking PFAS. That's a big number. PFAS, or per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, are a class of more than 9,000 compounds typically used across dozens of industries to make products water, stain, or heat resistant. They're in thousands of everyday consumer products, such as stain guards, cookware, and waterproof clothing, and are common in industrial manufacturing. The chemicals are linked to cancer, birth defects, liver disease, thyroid disease, decreased immunity, hormone disruption, and a range of other serious health problems. They're dubbed forever chemicals because they do not naturally break down and also easily move through the environment, often ending up in drinking water. Analysis of public utility records have found the chemicals to be contaminating water supplies for well over 100 million Americans. The estimates largely don't cover private wells. So this is going to be gnarly. It's kind of one of those things. If you have a private well, get that tested. Oh, and just as an aside, Hot Lips from MASH has died. She was 84 years old. The actor's name was Sally Kellerman and was MASH's original Hot Lips Houlihan. So, what a trip. All right, let's keep moving. The CDC in the United States is set to significantly ease pandemic mask guidelines on Friday. The Biden administration will significantly loosen federal mask-wearing guidelines to protect against COVID-19 transmission. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will announce a change to the metrics it uses to determine whether to recommend face coverings, shifting from looking at COVID-19 case counts to a more holistic view of risk from the coronavirus to a community. Under current guidelines, masks are recommended for people residing in communities of substantial or high transmission, which is roughly 95% of U.S. counties. The new metrics will still consider caseloads, but also take into account hospitalizations and local hospital capacity, which have been markedly improved during the emergence of Omicron. The strain is highly transmissible, but indications are that it's less severe, particularly for people who are fully vaccinated and boosted. Under the new guidelines, the vast majority of Americans will no longer live in areas where indoor masking in public is recommended based on current data. So, if you hate wearing your mask, you may be out of the woods soon. All right. Sorry, I lose track of time, and then I'm like, oh no, gotta hurry. Eating disorders among teen girls doubled during the pandemic, the CDC study shows. More CDC news, sorry about that. Emergency room visits for eating disorders among 12 to 17-year-old girls doubled during the coronavirus pandemic, according to a new research paper from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, a troubling existing trend that was likely worsened by the stress of living through the prolonged crisis. We're seeing such a high volume of patients in need of eating disorder care, as well as worsening severity, said Tracy Richmond, a physician and director of the eating disorder program at Boston's Children's Hospital, who is not involved in the CDC study. It feels really clear for those of us who take care of teenagers that there's an absolute second pandemic of mental health needs in adolescents. So, if you have teenagers in that age range, talk to them and think about that. Think about, you know, keep that in mind. Eating disorders are rampant. Legislation that bans the discussion of sexual orientation and gender identity in primary school classrooms has passed in Florida's State House. Governor Ron DeSantis has indicated support for the bill, dubbed Don't Say Gay by critics, which now moves to the state Senate. Mr. DeSantis and others say the measure will empower parents to be more engaged in their children's education, but activists and parents warn that it could stigmatize and isolate LGBT youth. The ban on discussing these topics will apply largely to sex education at the primary grade levels, but also when not age-appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students. It passed on Thursday in the State House of Representatives in 69-47 vote. So, more anti-gay, anti-LGBTQ, IA stuff going on. I don't have the story pulled up, but yesterday, the governor of Texas sent out a letter basically declaring, or not the governor, the attorney general sent out, posted a memorandum or whatever, and he says that it's the opinion of the state DA's office, or the prosecutor there, that gender-affirming care is child abuse, and then it goes on to enumerate what those things are. It seems like the basis of their argument is that puberty blockers or other kind of gender-affirming care, what did they say? It was along the lines of people had a natural right to procreation, and giving kids treatment that could harm or sterilize them was abuse. So there, it's going to be really ugly. It's really scary. I don't want to talk about it without like a good article, but I wanted to let people know it's like, oh, Texas is not having a good time. Supreme Court news. Joe Biden nominates Ketanji Brown Jackson to top court. President Joe Biden has nominated Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court, calling her one of the nation's brightest legal minds. She'll be the first black woman to serve in the court's 232-year history, if confirmed. She would replace liberal Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer when he retires at the end of the court's term in June. Ms. Jackson is a federal appeals judge who's worked as a public defender. Judge Jackson's an exceptionally qualified nominee, as well as an historic nominee, and the Senate should move forward with a fair and timely hearing and confirmation, White House said in a statement on Friday. When the Senate divided 50-50, Democrats have just enough votes to confirm Biden's choice if they all back her. Vice President Kamala Harris has the deciding vote in the case of a tie. Justice Breyer's replacements would not shift the court's current 6-3 conservative majority. So, good luck there to her. One killed, oh, and this is a Florida story. This is really sad, out of Miami. And also, I don't know. I feel like, here, check it out. Oh, come on. Sorry, one second. Disable JavaScript. Reload the page. All right. A woman got in her Bentley and was trying to parallel park, but instead ran over 6 patrons and killed one of them. The crowd lifted the Bentley car off of a trapped diner.
Well, that sound means anyway, that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
7, 6,